Good morning.
Yes.
He's Bruce Van Dyke, by the way. I'm Craig Adams.
Coming up in just a bit, we'll hear from Attorney General Mike DeWine. In the meantime, though, you talked, you know, yesterday they played the Pelicans. And you and I both have got the Pelicans. It's, we kind of get used to this for New Orleans as their their team mascot. Yesterday on the Countdown at the Queue, presented by Ray Gittich Heating and Air Conditioning, or, which they just called Ray Gittich Heating yesterday, because what would be the point of mentioning air conditioning? But the Cobos Insurance Center Countdown at the Queue. Tim Alcorn and Scott Cirilla were talking all about the Pelican yesterday.
Oh, I love Pelicans because that means you're always by the water.
True.
I love their shape. They have a very much a dinosaur fan I am. They have a body and a shape of how they fly, very much like prehistoric dinosaurs would fly. And of course you know that birds are ancestors of dinosaurs.
Sure. Absolutely.
So I mean you can see it. And it's just, to me, it's kind of like, hey, man, wonder if that's what they really look like.
I'm just not sure it fits the nickname of an NBA basketball.
Well, that's
team.
A different situation.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
But you
that.
Know what? What do you want? Do you want it fits. It fits with the it's the state bird. And I had heard where Tom Benson, the owner, has said that he's appreciates them so much because of how much they have endured with so many hurricanes there.
Oh, there you
the
go.
The Pelicans
okay,
always
so the strength.
Yes, that's what I mean.
Perseverance.
Yes, they always come back. They always rise up. They may be beaten down with the hurricanes. They may, you know, see them for a while, but they always come back. Yeah. Yeah, okay. So again, in that respect, it makes perfect sense.
Do you know the famous poem about the Pelican?
I do not.
You don't? Okay, come on. You're going to make me say this?
Well, if you tell me, maybe it'll remind me, but I, off the top of my head, I don't know what you're talking about.
I have a friend called the Pelican.
Never heard it, no.
Whose mouth can hold more than its belly can. I don't see how the hell he can. The Pelican, my friend. You've never heard that
never
poem?
Never did. I like it. You have to send me that sometime. I like that.
We'll run you the tape next.
Let's do that. Did you know that pelicans only eat live food?
I have heard that.
Yeah.
But it is
because
true
some
about their mouth and their belly can.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure.
Right.
Oh, my God. It's incredible how much I can put in there. But they don't, you know, many animals.
I can't believe I just read that.
Oh, very good. Like I said, that's what we do on the show.
Yeah.
All right.
You know what, Bruce? Scott there asserted that we have birds because they came from dinosaurs.
Well, yes, they have.
That sounds like a scam to me.
No, they've discovered the bones and the arrangement of many of the bones are very similar to that of dinosaurs.
Right. Or big birds.
You think that's a scam?
No, I don't.
What you think,
Gary?
You want to buy some dinosaur bones from me, Craig? I got some for sale for you as well. I don't know if that's any of the scams for 2013, but we have with us Attorney General Mike DeWine, who joins us this morning. Mike, thanks for sharing part of your day with us today. Appreciate it.
Hey, another cold day, huh?
Oh, yep, that's right.
Oh, well.
That's what we got to live with here. Let's talk a little bit about some of the things that have been going on that your office deals with a lot. A lot of times scams, things that are happening for people that they maybe don't know if it's something that everybody's being affected to. But can we look at some of maybe the top consumer complaints of this past year that your office had to deal with in Ohio?
Well, I certainly will. You know, to put it in perspective, we get close to 30,000 consumer complaints every year. And I would just encourage any of our listeners who have a problem to call us. Many times it's not a scam. Many times it's frankly a misunderstanding between the merchant or the retailer and the customer. And we try to work those out and try to get everybody satisfied and move on. But we do find some that are just outright scams, and something that we began when I became Attorney General is we put prosecutors into that unit, and we're now prosecuting these cases that are, you know, the real bad ones, the ones that are criminal as opposed to something that should be dealt with civilly. So we would just invite everyone to call us or to go up on OhioAttorneyGeneral.gov and file a complaint. You know, when we look at 2013, every year after the year is over, we put a list up of the most the categories that are the most common, and it's always the same. It always starts with motor vehicles. You know, I think the reason is it's a big transaction for people. It's really serious money, and it just occurs a lot. And every once in a while, there is a problem. The biggest problem we see is with what I would call kind of fly-by-night used car people. There's a lot of good used car companies and businesses around the state where you can buy a used car, and you know they're going to be straight up with you. But there's a few around there that are not. And I think the biggest, probably the biggest complaint we get in that area is not getting a clear title, not getting a title. They walk away. They don't have the title, and you know this fly-by-night operation doesn't get them the title in time. So that's probably the biggest one. Also, with used cars, you know, we have to warn people. You know, there's none of this 3 days and I return it. That does not apply to cars. And so, if you buy a used car, you walk in. You know what it is what it is. And if there's any guarantees made or any promises, well, if something happens to this, we'll fix it. You know, you want to make sure you get that in writing, because that's the only way you're really, really going to be protected.
It seems as though every day we hear more and more about identity theft, Target, of course, in the news recently. What's your office's role in that?
Well, I'll tell you, this is such a big problem. That when I became Attorney General, shortly after that, we just kept looking at all these problems and identity theft, and I decided to set up a special unit to help people after their identity theft has been stolen. You know, that we can't many times stop their identity from being stolen, but once it is stolen, you know, most people have really no idea what to do. And so if your identity is stolen, you know, call the Attorney General's office, and we can do one of two things. We'll either walk you through what you need to do, or we'll actually do it for you. Either way, but it's a huge, huge problem in the state. My own daughter, Jill, had this happen to her a few years ago, and it's very, very common. So we can help you if that happens. Call us.
Many times. Is there any kind of repercussion related to the people who are doing this, or is it just sort of patching up our problem?
Absolutely, and you know that, you know, we try to work with local authorities and try to catch these people, but and we do prosecute some, and we do prosecute some in all kinds of different scams. You know, the world is different today than it was 20 years ago, even 10 years ago. I suppose we've always had con artists, we've always had crooks who are trying to rip people off. But now these crooks have the Internet, and they have what I call the long arm of the Internet. So you can have a couple, like we did down in Coshocton County in Ohio, who were sitting in their house and ripped people off in 45 states. How'd they do it? Well, they went up on Craigslist, and they said, look, we've got tickets to the Lady Gaga concert. We've got tickets to the NBA, PGA, et cetera. And, you know, the only problem was they didn't have the tickets. And when we finally caught up with them and prosecuted them, you asked the woman, why did she do it? And she said, well, I kind of knew we'd probably get caught, but the money was just so good. Couldn't resist the money.
We're talking to Attorney General Mike DeWine.
You also have the grandparent scam, another scam that is just happens all the time. I'd be willing to bet someone in Ohio last night fell for this. You know, here's how it works. You're sitting home at night. It's 9 o'clock. You're kind of dozing off a little bit, watching TV or reading. Your phone rings, and it's your granddaughter. It's Sarah. And she starts to cry. And, you know, you can't really understand her, but she's in trouble. And what she needs is for you to wire her money. And it's always kind of the same. I'm out of state, out of country. Number two, don't tell mom and dad. And number three, I got a problem. And number four, wire me money. The average person who falls for this in Ohio wire transfers $6,000. And it just occurs all the time. And what we try to do is explain to people, you know, get the word out that you can have, you know, this can be a very, very big problem.
You mentioned that.
Try to warn people about that.
And many times it is the elderly who have the good heart, and many times they have a larger pocketbook, too, that they have this money that's available that they're not, you know, they're willing to sacrifice for a family member or some kind person as they perceive them to be. But this is money that once it's gone and wired, that's you'll never get that back, right?
Well, you're never going to get it back because it goes overseas. And, you know, you're absolutely correct. The elderly are many times the people who are targeted. They're the ones who are targeted. And what happens is, you know, we try to prosecute these cases if we can. We prosecuted, for example, some people who did the old tree scam. And the tree scam is, you know, you pull these guys pull into a neighborhood. They got so-and-so's tree company, and they knock on your door, and it's an elderly person who's lived in that neighborhood a long time. And they tell her, hey, your tree is going to fall down. And here's what needs to happen. You need to let us cut your tree down or trees. And so nothing wrong with your tree at all. But they're the experts, they claim, and they go ahead. And you give them $2,000, $3,000, $4,000. They knock the trees down. And then your good tree is gone. They leave you a mess, and they got your $3,000. You know, we prosecuted, working with local authorities, we prosecuted some of these cases. You know, the ingenuity of these crooks is just amazing. But you're right, the elderly many times are targeted.
It's one of those things where I guess you have to kind of work to get the preventative end started. You know, it's sort of don't wait till you've got the disease to cure it. You want people to know, to be prepared, to be vigilant, to sort of have that sense that this is probably not something that I should get involved with or be right. Is there things or tips that you have on your site that people can check out?
I think that, you know, the first message is it's something you learned when you're a kid. If it sounds too good to be true, the deal is probably is too good to be true. You know, we get the sweepstakes where they send you a thing and you've won $50,000, but what you have to do is send them money back. And then as closing fees, a couple $1,000s. So one thing to always watch for is when someone is going to give you a check for something and you're going to send them back a check of a smaller amount, many times, most of the times, that check coming into you is no good. Your check, of course, is good, and you're going to be out the money. The other thing we warn people about is, you know, if you've got solicitors on the phone at night, or you got somebody who says they're your bank, you know, first of all, it's probably not your bank calling. You always have the right to say, put this in writing, send me this. If you want me to contribute to such and such a group, you know, you have a right not to be pressured into doing that. And you know, make them put it in writing, and that'll give you an opportunity to check with the Attorney General's office, see if that person or that company is legitimate, see if we have any complaints on those folks. So I guess, you know, the best advice is just, you know, take it easy. Don't do anything rash. Don't give your Social Security number out. Don't give your bank numbers out. We have cases where people call up and they want your bank account, and they pretend, or your bank number, and they pretend like they're your bank. Well, your own bank, of course, knows your number. So, you know, that's not a lot legitimate. So just be very, very cautious.
Our guest this morning has been Ohio Attorney General Mike DeWine, who also served in the U.S. Senate. And I've got to ask, given that we had the State of the Union last night, you were in there for many of those addresses. Can you take us inside and tell us more about the feeling, the atmosphere of what happens on those nights?
You know, I think that that is one of the most, whether you, whatever party you're from, whatever party the president is, the State of the Union speech is something very, very special. And to be in that room is just an amazing feeling, because what you have is you get in there, you sit down, and then the cabinet comes in, the diplomatic corps, which would be all the foreign ambassadors who are sent to the United States, they will come in. The United States Supreme Court will then come down the aisle, at least a number of the members of the court. You've got the entire Senate, the entire House who are seated there. Every congressman or every senator gets one gallery ticket. So, you know, my wife Fran or one of my kids usually took my ticket up in the gallery. It's just a very, very special night. You know, it started if my recollection is correct, not that I remember, but what I've read, is it started, I think, with Wilson. The Constitution says the president is to report on the State of the Union every year, but they did it normally by, you know, in writing. Wilson started it in person. That continued. It was usually during the day. Lyndon Johnson, I believe, was the first president to take it to night. Now, of course, it's, you know, sometime in January at 9 o'clock at night, and it's an amazing thing to see with really the entire government under one roof. The security, because you have the entire government under one roof, you know, the security is very, very tight. And of course, after 9/11, it got much, much, much tighter.
And I think that what you say about having the entire, because even like the legislative, you got the Supreme Court members there, and you talk about family members too. So all the people are on their best behavior as they're there in front of their families too, and the special guests that they invite in. So it's kind of an interesting thing. And I wonder sometimes how the whole world perceives this if they get to look in, because it's a different way of seeing the government than maybe they're used to at other times. But
well, I mean, you know, whether you agree with what the president says or not, you know, it is, and sometimes you agree, sometimes you don't, but it's just a magnificent thing to see with the entire government there representing the American people. And, you know, there's been some State of the Union speeches that have been very dramatic, you know, at a time when our country is at war. At the time, you know, for example, Lyndon Johnson delivering his speech challenging the Congress to pass a significant civil rights bill. I mean, some of the clips that we see from history, you know, occurred right there in that chamber many times for the State of the Union. We've also had, and you know, it's held in the House chamber. It doesn't held in the Senate chamber. It's held in the House chamber because the House is bigger. But you know, in that room, which has been where the House has met since you know, around the Civil War time, a lot of history has taken place. You know, not just say the Union speeches, but you know, Winston Churchill during World War II was there and addressed Congress, and just you know, a lot of history there.
Yeah, and there's probably some time for reflection, too, as people are listening. And as you're listening, you're hearing the speech, but maybe you're looking around, you're seeing part of that. And as you talk about thinking about what's gone on before in that place and the speeches that have been made there.
A lot of history.
Exactly. Again, if people want to find out more, you can go to ohioattorneygeneral.gov to find out about some scams, ideas, things if you need to report ideas. And if you're getting some problems with the folks, the Attorney General in Ohio is here to help. Mike DeWine, thanks for sharing the time. Appreciate it today.
Hey, good to be with you. Thank you very much.